Kamala Harris once called for Twitter to ban Donald Trump. By Sean Moran on August 12, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, now Joe Biden's vice presidential nominee, once demanded that Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey ban President Donald Trump from the social media giant's platform. Harris claimed in a letter to Dorsey in October 2019 that Trump violated Twitter's user agreement with his tweets regarding the Ukraine whistleblower and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, stating that according to Twitter's rule, a user may not threaten violence against an individual or a group of people. Harris also accused Trump of making a blatant threat, claiming that Twitter had banned other accounts for less offensive behavior. After Harris called on Twitter to ban Trump, Trump told Breitbart News' Matthew Boyle that it would be very dangerous for Twitter to try to shut down his account before the election. "The tech companies are very dishonest about that and about free speech," Trump told Breitbart News. "It could be a big problem for them at the appropriate time." Two of the Trump tweets that Harris amounts to abusive material includes. On September 27, 2019, Trump wrote, "Sounding more and more like the so-called whistleblower isn't a whistleblower at all." He added, "In addition, all second-hand information that proved to be so inaccurate there may not have ever been somebody else, a leaker or spy, feeding it to him or her? A partisan operative?" On September 29, 2019, Trump wrote, "Like every American, I deserve to meet my accuser. Especially when this accuser, the so-called whistleblower, represented to a perfect conversation with a foreign leader in a totally inaccurate and fraudulent way." These tweets should be placed in the proper context, where the president has compared the whistleblower to a spy who may have committed treason, and further implied that the punishment for that should be death, Harris added. Although Twitter has not banned Trump's Twitter account, the social media giant has temporarily locked the president's campaign account, and even fact-checked the president's tweets. Harris also claimed that Trump's tweets amount to blatant threats that put people at risk and our democracy in danger. And when this kind of abuse is being spewed from the most powerful office in the United States, the stakes are too high to do nothing, she wrote to Dorsey. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.